DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Fire crews continue to respond to a number of wind-driven wildfires sparked over the weekend, burning up and down the state, including at least two in Northern California. KCBS's Mike DeWalt reports a fire burning in the Los Padres National Forest has already grown to the second largest wildfire this year. Mike?
Well, Eric, the Gifford Fire began as four separate fires, now burning as one across more than 65,000 acres in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. Some evacuations have been ordered. Three people have been hurt. Crews are doing what they can to keep that fire out of the San Rafael wilderness, where they can't use mechanized tools like dozers or chainsaws. Fleming Bertelson is fire public information officer at the Los Padres National Forest.
It would take an act of Congress to get special emergency approval to use those tools in the wilderness.
Closer to home, crews held the Eden Fire in Alameda County to 18 acres. In Lake County, evacuations have been lifted on the Lake Fire, burning more than 340 acres. Jason Clay is CAL FIRE spokesman. He says crews have achieved 40% containment.
The direction that the fire traveled was fortunate, how it went from west to east instead of vice versa. If the fire was moving the other way, it would have impacted a pretty dense area.
While this week will remain warm, National Weather Service forecaster Dalton Berenger says it won't be windy at the same time.
The wind will be dying off pretty good this evening, and then warmer temperatures peaking on Wednesday. The ridge of high pressure building in after this trough, which is bringing the wind in the first place.
Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Thank you, Mike. Heads up, if you're driving in San Francisco, the city is set to start issuing actual citations generated by its speed camera network starting tomorrow. The system's been operating for a while, but until now, the city has only been sending out warnings. City officials say they've already reduced speeding significantly throughout the city. There are cameras at 33 locations along what the city calls the high injury network. These are the 12% of city streets that account for over 68% of traffic-related injuries or fatalities. Officials say that the camera that issued the most warnings so far is located on Fulton between 2nd Avenue and Arguello.
Fremont police are renewing their call for help in the search for a missing teenager. 16-year-old Katie Hong left her home a week ago, leaving behind a note that she planned to meet people she knew only through online gaming. KCBS's Matt Bigler is live in Fremont with more. Matt?
Eric, I'm here at Rick's Park in Fremont. This is where Katie lives, and there are pictures, missing posters up all over the park, and they feature her smiling face. According to Fremont police, Katie left a note saying that she intended to run away and meet with people that she only knew from online gaming forums, and she actually did not even know their real names. A surveillance camera did take a picture of Katie just over a week ago, walking near Irvington Community Park, carrying a large red Patagonia backpack, which police believe may have contained her desktop computer. Katie's cell phone was also found at the park. She's described as 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, with brown eyes, dark brown hair. Her family is pleading for her safe return. They say they are not disappointed in her and just want her to come home. Anyone with information about Katie's whereabouts is urged to contact Fremont police. Live in Fremont, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thank you, Matt. Two hikers were rescued by helicopter in Point Reyes after they got trapped on Saturday by the rising tide. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office says the pair got stuck on a remote beach near Elephant Rock when the ocean surrounded them. Marin County Fire helped with that rescue using a chopper to lift the hikers off the beach Neither hiker was hurt.
Scientists at the University of British Columbia may have solved the mystery of what's killed 6 billion sea stars off the California and Pacific coast over the last 10 years. The problem is they still can't figure out how to slow down the die-off. More from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
Sea stars eat purple urchins. Urchins eat kelp. So with the sea stars dying, the urchins are decimating Northern California's kelp forests, which are home to sea lions and otters. It's estimated 95% of Northern California's kelp canopy is gone. Now University of British Columbia scientists have identified a bacteria in infected sea stars that's similar to what causes cholera in people. It basically melts sunflower sea stars in 48 hours.
Ochre stars, bat stars, they're more firm and just different. These guys have a different water vascular system and they're quite fluffy and soft. So for whatever reason, they were just incredibly susceptible to this disease.
Jess Witherly is the senior biologist with the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. She runs a lab that's trying to farm baby sea stars for repopulation.
We're just at the beginning phases of seeing how we would actually be able to reintroduce them. So I can't really put a timeline on when we'd be able to because there's so many things. They're a critically endangered species. California Fish and Wildlife is involved. There's a lot of red tape involved, but we're making progress.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A member of a Stockton-based biker gang has been charged with illegal firearm dealing and other weapons crimes after authorities caught up with him at SFO, where he was allegedly planning to leave the country. 26-year-old Jashanpreet Singh is accused of trying to sell weapons to an undercover officer, then failing to appear in court to answer the charges. 2 days after that missed court date, the FBI got a tip that Singh had booked a trip to India out of SFO. Federal authorities say Singh is the founder of the Punjabi Devils Motorcycle Club in Stockton.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Some parts of the Bay Area are more at risk for damage from an earthquake than others. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports the type of ground above a fault makes a lot of difference.
Scientists know the location of most of the earthquake faults in the Bay Area, but according to USGS Scientist Emeritus Dr. David Schwartz, there's less understanding of the geology of the Bay Area.
And these are things that control the shaking when the seismic waves from the earthquake propagate into them.
USGS scientists recently looked at 49 Bay Area earthquakes between 2001 and 2024 to analyze the type of rock or soil near them and find those near soft mud create more intense and longer shaking than rock.
The more we learn about the different types of material, where they are, how thick they are, the better we can say something about what kind of shaking will occur.
During the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, the double deck of the Bay Bridge collapsed because it was constructed on soft bay mud. And longer shaking was also reported in the Santa Clara Valley, the San Francisco Bay shoreline, and in Foster City. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Public transit agencies in the North Bay are putting their heads together in hopes of improving service up and down Highway 101 and into San Francisco. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Petaluma it's a boon for SMART, which expects a nearly 20% boost in services.
Whether it's by bus, by rail, or both, the aim here is a more seamless journey between point A and point B in the North Bay.
It's a plan. This is not just a study. This is real service improvements that's going to be coming in 2026. There are going to be some redundant offerings that are going to be going away.
Marin County Supervisor Eric Lucan says the Marin-Sonoma Coordinated Transit Service Plan, or MASCOTS for short, is all about rearranging the combined resources to make them work better.
The ultimate goal is to work as if they were one agency, to make it easy for the rider, to grow ridership.
Case in point, some Golden Gate Transit service to Sonoma County will go away, with that focus shifting toward the south, meaning shorter wait times for a bus in San Rafael and more service into the city. In Sonoma County, SMART will be the focal point, adding more midday and late night options, those most requested, equating to 6 more weekday trips and 8 more on the weekends. Smart GM Eddie Cummins says there's also a hiring push to be ready.
Signal techs, vehicle maintenance, obviously engineers and conductors. There's some administrative staff involved in that. But just a lot of different positions that come together that make all this work on a daily basis.
Cummins says Smart continues to gain steam, hitting a milestone of more than 1 million riders last year, a mark he expects to eclipse this year.
Based on what we're seeing today, we're projecting 1.4 million riders in FY26.
Riders can provide feedback on the mascot's plan during a series of public meetings. In Petaluma, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
2 people were killed and 6 others wounded during a music festival after party in downtown L.A. Authorities first went to the scene late last night to shut it down after someone was spotted who was possibly armed with a gun. They arrested that person and cleared the area, but then received reports of shots fired. The party was promoted as an after party for Hard Summer, a weekend techno music festival.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.